Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We're visiting with Shauna Forsberg, and she's the marketing director for the Durham Museum in Omaha. Good morning to you, Shauna.
Oh, good morning.
Well, you know, it's getting down to the wire here. I almost missed. You have a national treasure on display that's going to be moving on here pretty soon. So let's start with that.
You know, we're very fortunate to have the Pacific Railway Act, or three pieces from that act, on display here at the Durham. It is actually the legislation that created Union Pacific Railroad, and it was signed by Abraham Lincoln. It basically established rail travel from this part of the country westward.
And, you know, I think sometimes we've heard of General Dodge. I think most people have at least heard that name. But I'm not sure we really realize how much President Abraham Lincoln was involved with getting all of that railroad work started there.
He truly was a remarkable president. If you look at everything that he had to deal with during that time frame and how much progress he made for our country. And, you know, he actually owned some land in the Council Bluffs area, is our understanding. And, you know, this act, of course, was very important not only to the country but really specifically to this region. It's what kind of put things on the map, and really we were the gateway to the West.
Absolutely.
And, you know, what a remarkable thing. And, of course, Union Pacific is still headquartered here in Omaha, and so they've been celebrating their 150th anniversary, and we were so thrilled that they worked with us to get this special document here. Because of its how fragile it is, and, you know, all of the heating or the light and the humidity controls and things like that, it was only on display for 1 month, so it's here through July 31st. So we do encourage people to come take a peek at it if they're interested.
And that's next Tuesday, so you better get over there to see that. And, you know, I think we sometimes forget that you have those connections to make all of this happen, that there have been other national treasures on display, and I'm sure there's going to be some in the future.
You know, we really are very blessed. A lot of change started happening here at the Durham in about 1995, when the Durham family really decided this was going to be one of the things they were passionate about. So they helped restore not only the building, but established a lot of national connections for us here. I think it was 2002, we actually became an affiliate with the Smithsonian. And so that opened the door for a lot of special exhibitions and lectures and things like that. We've also, of course, established close ties with the National Archive, which is where this document came from, the Library of Congress, and other major museums across the country. And so for us, it's really helped us up the game, as they say, in bringing in world-class traveling exhibitions here to the Omaha community. So actually, not only if you come, you know, to see the Pacific Railway Act, we also have this fantastic family-friendly exhibition here called Mindbender Mansion.
And that's going to be going away, but we've got a little longer. We've got the whole month of August yet.
Right. September 2nd is the last day for that, and that exhibit has been tremendous. It's from the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry. And it's this hands-on interactive exhibition where families basically play games to get through the exhibition. And if you win solve all these puzzles, at the end you get to enter the Mindbender Society. And, you know, some of these puzzles are easy for kids, and then some are really hard. So it's been so much fun because it's whole families working together to get through it.
And sometimes at some museums, it's, you know, just adults saying the kids are really bored. But museums have done a lot better about getting the kids involved.
Right.
So this one is really a family together kind of thing when you're looking for
Absolutely.
Something to do together. Mindbender Mansion. Now, I have a couple other questions about some of your displays, but I think we should interrupt at this point to talk about the location of the Durham Museum. I like it because it's so easy to get to.
Right. Yeah, we're on the 10th Street in downtown Omaha, which is south of the Old Market. We're located in the old Union Pacific passenger station. We actually consider our building one of our greatest artifacts, and so it's a beautiful space to come and visit. And we're fortunate to have a lot of free parking, and, you know, it's just an easy, you know, from the Iowa side, very easy to get to us, either from I-80 or I-29. Literally just come to 10th Street and pull right into our parking lot.
And, you know, something besides all the displays that I'm thinking some people may not know about is the soda fountain.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, so you can have a little snack while you're there, a sandwich, ice cream.
Yeah, just original to the station and, you know, been fully functioning. And yeah, you can get a phosphate and things that you can't get a lot of places. It adds to the experience of coming here for sure.
You bet. Well, let's talk about the upcoming exhibit after hurry over to see this national treasure on display and then get to the Mindbender Mansion before September 2nd. You have a new one starting then in September.
We do. It's called American Soldier, and it is, we actually have two exhibits that open that are along those lines. American Soldier is a look at individual soldiers from the Civil War through Afghanistan, and tells individual stories. It's a photography exhibition that's absolutely beautiful. The producer that put that together is named Seema Rubin, and she's the woman that put together the Pulitzer exhibition that we had here a little over a year ago. And that was very well regarded and loved. And so we were so thrilled that we were able to get the American Soldier exhibition here. And then to kind of bring it more to a local focus, we have an exhibition called Worn with Pride that opens on September 8th. And that is telling individual stories of people here from the heartland over the same time frame, but it includes a ton of artifacts. So everything from uniforms to diaries to, you know, what soldiers would have carried when they were, you know, headed off to war. And so you're going to see a very artifact-rich exhibition. And we're very excited to have both of those here.
And then, of course, there are all those exhibits that are there all of the time. My friend and I came over, and one of the things we enjoyed was walking through the train. You know, there's so many people who've never been on a train, have no idea what that's all about. So that was really fun to walk through the train. And then all the old home settings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can look
our
back.
Our permanent space is, you know, really dedicated to celebrating the regional history. And so you're referencing one of the exhibits that talks through how, you know, living in the area would have evolved over time and what people would have had in their homes. And it's a really fun way for, you know, grandparents to talk to little ones, parents to really show how things have changed. You know, our kids are running around with their DSIs and all this sort of stuff. And it was very different, you know. And it's so much fun for people to listen in on people's stories of, you know, how they're talking to their kids as they walk through that. And then, of course, being in a train station, we do have a lot of transportation history in the museum as well. And you're right, we're thrilled that people are able to actually walk through the trains. We actually enclosed the first rail, and so that's where all the trains sit, and so it allows people to really get in and explore. Mm-hmm. And see what train travel would have been like.
And if you spend some good time at the museum, then you could go to the Union Pacific Museum. You can go see the big trains that are by the gardens, the botanical gardens.
Pacific Park.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you could take a whole day plus to come and just study trains.
Yeah, it, you know, we do. We have so many great cultural and arts groups here in the area. You know, I just think we're truly blessed, and there really are a lot of lovely places. There's even Rails West, which is a nice depot train station museum in Council Bluffs as well. And even right now, the Joslyn has a train. Andrew Russell, who basically took photography as they were building the railroad west, he took photography for Union Pacific, and they actually have several of those images on display at the Joslyn Art Museum. So there really are a lot of things that you can do in the region.
If we want to come to the Durham Museum, what are the hours?
You know, during the summer, we're actually open 7 days a week. On Mondays, we're open from 10 to 5. Tuesdays, we stay open a little bit later. We're open from 10 to 8. And then Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday we're open from 1 to 5.
Okay, and if we want to find out more information about any of these exhibits, about what else is available, how to be a member, all those kinds of things, mm-hmm. you can always go on the web.
Yeah, durhammuseum.org. We really make a big effort to keep that updated. And, you know, of course, if you don't find what you want, we have great folks answering the phones here, and we'd be happy to talk with you.
Okay. Well, again, we want to remind folks that this exhibit that has the the papers.
Pacific Railway Act.
Thank you. That's going to be ending July 31st, so get on over, but lots of things to see in addition to that and new exhibits coming up. So we want to thank you very much, Shauna Forsberg.
We love talking with you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And until next time, just remember to celebrate the railroad.